Taxing those who drive in cities can have positive side effects. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Amelia Simeonova, assistant professor at the Johns Hopkins Carey School of Business, explains why.
After Stockholm, Sweden introduced a congestion tax to discourage driving in the center of town, traffic diminished and the pollution level dropped between 5 and 10%. The other result was less expected but still very welcome. The rate of asthma attacks among local children decreased by nearly 50%. Asthma, chronic inflammation of the breathing passages, afflicts people of all ages. Its onset in childhood can lead to poor lung development, causing breathlessness, chest tightness, wheezing, and other ill effects that can recur over a lifetime. For our study, my colleagues and I examined official health and environmental data compiled in Sweden from 2004 through 2010. We focused on health outcomes for children up to 6 years old. The Stockholm congestion tax, introduced in early 2006, is up to $2.60 per vehicle. It is assessed on weekdays via scanners that gather license plate information. Not long after the tax was implemented, a positive impact on health was evident. In the initial period, visits to health providers for acute asthma symptoms fell from a pre-tax baseline of 18.7 per 10,000 children to 16.4, a drop of 12%. A few years later, visits had decreased even further to 10 per 10,000 children, a reduction of 47% from baseline. The health improvement in the children appeared more gradually than the decline in the pollution level. This suggests that the full health benefits from reduced pollution might not occur immediately. We concluded that traffic congestion fees in large cities such as Stockholm can have substantial positive effects on children's respiratory health in the short term. In the long term, these positive effects can be even greater.
That was Amelia Simeonova of Johns Hopkins Carey School of Business. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.